The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Sarah Boswell, CEO of Wales Netball. Sarah, thanks for your time. Agreeing to do this, really, because since the end of the season to now, there's been so much about Dragons and Wales Netball, so I wanted to get you on to put the record straight, really. So thank you.
Thanks for having me, Andy. It's always lovely to be in your company.
Right from the start, really, I just really want to look at the importance that Dragons are still part of the Super League.
Absolutely. It is just incredibly important that the Dragons remain part of the Netball Super League, and that was always our intention. They are Wales's only Super League team, and that carries real significance, not just for our athletes, but for every young player who dreams of one day pulling on the red dress, the green dress, to represent the Dragons or our feathers. And the Dragons play a vital role in that journey, and we can get a bit more into this with Unlath 2030. But our new way of working now, the Dragons sit within our elite pathway as the semi-professional environment that bridges the gap between our national league and full international representation. And it's where our best players can test themselves week in, week out against some of the strongest athletes in the UK, gaining the experience, the intensity, the professionalism that's needed to perform on the international stage. And with such a big few years coming up with Commonwealth Games and World Cup, this is absolutely vital for our performance programme. And not to forget that their continued presence in the league ensures that Wales remains represented at the highest level of domestic netball. And with our strategic move to play in both Cardiff and Liverpool for season two, we're expanding our reach and visibility while keeping our identity and values so proudly Welsh. We are all bursting Welsh pride. And every time the Dragons take the court, they're not just competing for a Super League club. They're carrying the spirit of Welsh netball and representing the next generation of our feathers.
At the end of the season, there was plenty of rumour flying around. One of the things I heard was players were given that option to look at other clubs. How accurate was that?
Absolutely accurate. So I made the decision very early on to be incredibly transparent with our players and our staff around next steps, where we were, what was happening, and the solutions that we were looking to. And it was really important for me that our athletes were on that journey with us and that they had every opportunity as possible to be put into the drafting pool. And so I worked really closely with England Netball and the NSL through all of this, and they have been absolutely brilliant support. And we put all of our players into the drafting pool for season two, but I did offer assurance that we would honour their contracts, those that were signed on two-year deals, once we found the solution to continue.
For those that weren't maybe keeping a closer eye on it than me, it was maybe almost announce a team at the last minute and then this Cardiff Dragons name has been dropped. Are you able to share a bit more on the activity you went on obviously the losing of Cardiff?
Look, we didn't lose Cardiff. I think it was a really strategic and a very important decision for us to, again, go back to the point that we are Wales's only team in the Super League. And it's about so much more than branding. It's a commitment to representing the whole of Wales, every community, every player, every fan. And the Dragons are a symbol that connects our grassroots game with our national identity. And I think, you know, that is our USP as the Dragons in the Super League. We are Wales and we act as a bridge between community and country. And for us, it's a statement of ambition and pride. We want young girls and boys from across Wales to see themselves as players, as coaches, as umpires on, you know, in a high performance space as well, whether they're from Wrexham, Cardiff or Aberystwyth. And yeah, so that was a really important strategic decision from us as Wales Netball and Dragons and both boards to actually redefine what we were doing moving forward in this next iteration of netball in Wales.
There was that extraordinary AGM that took place as well. And the nice thing I took from that was that your members actually supported the pricing that went up.
Yeah, when we look back on this year, or the last 8 months in post, one of the real milestones for us as an organisation was definitely our extraordinary general meeting. It might sound like a formality, but in truth, it was such a pivotal moment for the future of netball in Wales. So for the first time in 4 years, our members voted in favour of a membership fee increase. And that is no small thing, as we all know, in the cost of living crisis that we're in right now and the environment that we are in. But we took really great care to present three clear options, and each designed to be affordable, transparent and fair. And we wanted to give our members a genuine choice, but also grounded in the realities of where we are as a sport and where we need to go next. So that vote wasn't just about numbers or fees. It was about the belief in our vision and in the need to invest properly into this next stage of our journey. That outcome at that EGM gave us a mandate to move forward with UNLOF 2030, which is our long-term transformation strategy to build a much more resilient, inclusive and high-performing future for everybody involved in Welsh netball, from our grassroots volunteers right through to our elite athletes, and again, both on and off the court.
Were ex-internationals involved as part of things moving forward?
Most definitely. And again, I'll go back to coming in, you know, 7-8 months ago now. I pride myself on being transparent as much as I possibly can in the role as a CEO, but to ensure that people are along on the journey with us, I absolutely don't profess to know everything. And so it's important for me to get the right people around the table that we can have really good debate and discussion and conversation to ensure that the outcomes that we achieve are for Wales and for the best of netball in Wales. And to have ex-internationals, current internationals around that table are hugely important because their voice matters and people want to hear from them. They don't want to hear from the CEO. They want to hear from the ambassadors of Netball of Wales.
We previously spoke about national side and obviously Super League team working alongside each other. So over the last couple of months, how easy was it to shoot out comments that you might have seen online about the future of either?
Again, really pivotal moments happened in the last 8 or so months. It's a really good question. UNLOF 2030 again talks a lot to that, because what we saw at the beginning of this year and after season one particularly was a very internal competitive nature between Wales and the Dragons. And at the end of the day, we are one country with limited population, and we need to do, again, the best for netball for everybody in Wales. And so we worked together with the boards, with the internal staff, to look at what that model could look like moving forward to ensure we had a really clear, resilient and inclusive pathway model where the Dragons fit into that. But ultimately, the aim is to pull on that red dress and to represent your country on the international stage. And this is what UNLOF 2030 is all about. It's about turning our shared ambition into the visible change. Over the next year, what we anticipate we will see is stronger participation pathways with a really renewed focus on our grassroots and club networks, a lot more investment into coach and volunteer development. Again, really clear that it's not just about our athletes. You know, we have to bring our coaches and our umpires and our officials along on the journey with us for Wales to ensure that we are seeing Welsh umpires and Welsh coaches on the international stage as well. And that investment strengthens the heartbeat of our sport. We definitely want a clear performance alignment, so ensuring again that every player from the first junior to the national squad can see their pathway through to that red dress. And for me, it was a bit of a blurry line in the past, and so we've worked a lot, I can assure you, over the last 7 months.
A lot to ensure that
we work forward in a really sustainable way.
Hi, this is Georgia Rowe, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhook, back with Sarah Boswell from Wales Netball CEO. Sarah, have Wales and Dragons been actively seeking sponsorship in this time?
Absolutely. So, goodness me, we are. Can I just mention as well that we are 80 years now at Wales Netball. So there have been many partners that have been with us for a very long period of time for both Wales and, of course, Celtic Dragons prior to the Cardiff Dragons in the Super League for the last 15 years. And now we're in the reimagined space. Again, I'll go back to my point around transparency. And with our key partners, I was very transparent about where we were as an organisation when I stepped into the role full-time in February 2025 and did our first review of both finances and governance. Can I just take a moment to thank our existing partner for our Dragons, especially LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Their belief in our vision and their commitment to women's sport has been incredible, and partnerships like these remind us that when values align, the impact goes far beyond the court. And the other partnership that we can talk about, which is a new one this year, is our official kit partner, VX3. And this is a fantastic collaboration, can I say, that not just brings together quality, innovation and Welsh pride, but VX3 will be supporting not just our elite teams, Feathers and Dragons, but also our members in the wider netball community across Wales. So again, they're buying into our values as Welsh netball in terms of what we're doing from grassroots right through to elite. So helping us create a unified look across all of netball in Wales. We've been having some really positive conversations as well about investment into the Dragons as a commercial entity. That's not new in terms of, you look at the other seven clubs, there's a range of models in terms of ownership there. So that's something we are proactively looking at as well for the Dragons. And who we bring on board for this next chapter. Of course, Andy, as you know, commercially confidential at this stage, but I can say that we are genuinely excited about the direction that things are heading for us in the commercial space.
Really good to hear. For 2026, opening up Dragons to play games at the arena in Liverpool, just part of that wider plan, really, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. How exciting is that, though? So, you know, to open up to play at the arena in Liverpool is very, very much part of our wider strategic approach to growing the game. But it's also important to say up front that our heart, our home and our identity remain proudly Welsh. And for us, this is about accessibility and opportunity. So at the moment, there simply is not the infrastructure in Wales outside of Cardiff that can host a Netball Super League match to the required standard. So the NSL are really clear on Tier 1, Tier 2 arena games and what we need to deliver in terms of, you know, capacity and environment. So Liverpool is actually our closest neighbour with the right facilities, and it allows our fans and netball families across Mid and North Wales to experience a Dragons home game without needing to travel all the way to Cardiff. And, you know, I've listened again since day one to our communities expressing their thoughts around being called the Cardiff Dragons and how that's isolated them and other communities across Wales. And so we've absolutely taken that on board. And it's also an incredible platform to showcase Welsh netball to new audiences. So every time our Dragons step onto the court, we bring Welsh culture, language and spirit with us, as you know very well, Andy. And whether that's through our match day experience, our song, our community outreach, or the way our athletes represent the dress. But I do want to take a moment here to thank David Jennings and Manchester Thunder for enabling this opportunity. So their collaboration has been hugely positive, and it really reflects the shared commitment across the Super League to grow this sport together. So yes, while Cardiff absolutely remains a core home for us, playing in Liverpool is about broadening our reach, connecting with more of our fans and building a truly unified All Wales Super League team, one that represents every corner of the country and proudly flies the Welsh flag wherever we go.
He was obviously involved in the introductions to get you playing in Liverpool.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we are really proactive in terms of coming together on a regular basis to discuss how we can actually help move the Super League forward into a much more sustainable space for everybody. And, you know, the fan experience is a big part of that. And I think we're playing, you know, when we're doing the double headers, that gives such a greater experience, I think, and more excitement and more teams to watch and a really, really good day out for everybody, that I think, you know, for us, that is our way forward, is to put on these double headers as we move forward through the Super League seasons.
We've got a couple of international games coming up as well in November. Celtic Cup as well. It's important to really just showcase Wales netball and the Feathers, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. And so if you look at Wales now, we're sitting at number 6 in the world rankings. The top 5 above us running, you know, more full-time athlete programs. And that is our ambition, is to get to that place. And that's why, again, our new strategy is a part of that, to put the Dragons into that high-performance pathway, to ensure that they are playing, you know, a lot more regular, high-level netball across England and Wales, to ensure that, you know, we are in a much more competitive space. And again, you know, doing a game in Liverpool, this is our journey to the Comm Games and the World Cup, to ensure that we are bringing our country on the journey with us.
Sarah, what about those staff around you? What's it like working with them?
The staff around me are absolutely brilliant. And, you know, I talk a lot internally around, you know, and this is a hypothetical number, but who are the 6 people around the table that you trust implicitly, that are prepared to have really robust conversations with you? Well, we're all reaching for the same North Star, but they are have their skill set and their strengths in their own areas. And we are putting those 6, again, hypothetical number, around the table to ensure we are all reaching for the same North Star and we're doing it for the right reasons. I think it's really important as a CEO of any organisation to have those people around the table to challenge, to debate, to have great conversation, to ensure that you as the leader of that organisation make the best decision that is informed by those around you that know a lot more than you. Can I just say that, Andy, as well? And that's really important as well, that, you know, we had a great face-to-face full team meeting yesterday as a great example, and I asked each team to present on their areas, and Emily was their head coach of the Feathers, Rianga Dragons, Jazz as Pathways and Next Gen coach, you know, along with the other departments that we have. And it's just brilliant for people to understand how they fit in the, you know, jigsaw puzzle for Wales, and how important their roles are in making sure that we are all going towards that same North Star. And for me, that's hugely important, the transparency and vision, but also the challenges that we are all facing as a sport. And it's important for me that everybody is around the table together having that conversation, but also to ensure that they see where they fit.
A learning we can all take from this is that people in Wales and supporters of you and Feathers and Dragons really care and have that affinity with the club, don't they? So it's something that they always have done, but just knowing that as we head into next season.
Look, absolutely, and I've got to acknowledge the players and the staff have just been phenomenal during my, you know, very short time in post here at Wales Netball. So it's understandable that there's been a lot of conversation out there, a lot of white noise, given the changes and the challenges we've faced this year. And our athletes have absolutely stood by us in the face of that challenge, because we did maintain that transparency and honesty and conversation internally with everybody to ensure that, you know, they understood that we were doing everything we possibly could to find solutions to challenges that we were facing, to ensure that we had Wales Netball and Dragons, you know, into the future for another 80 years as we celebrate our 80 years coming up. But, you know, we've done a lot of work internally to ensure that we had a really good internal turnaround plan, which was heavily supported by Sport Wales and the Welsh Government, which then helped shape our UMLAF 2030 strategy.
It's maybe a daft question, but are things solid now after everything that went on?
Absolutely. We are in such a much better place. So our current position, we've got a robust plan in place, renewed focus on long-term sustainability. We've restructured, we've brought in new leadership, and we are absolutely, again, committed to transparency with our staff, players and members. So our priority is absolutely to secure the future of netball in Wales, right, from the grassroots to the elite level. And the members voting for that increased membership fee is an endorsement of that. So I know that timings are really tight with the squad announcements, but we are so happy to have retained our core team for the season and attracted new talent as well. And I think that says a lot about Wales Netball, isn't
yeah.
it? We also had other athletes wanting to join us.
Tight. You left it till the last day.
We were in a live environment, can I just say, with our turnaround plan. So, yeah, it was live every second of the way.
season tickets are obviously available now, and individual games as well on sale, just to be part of Dragons and see them in person in 2026. That's going to be really good.
Absolutely.
Okay. And player sponsorships as well. Everybody will be available shortly, apart from Leah.
We are absolutely going through the commercial review of where we're at with player sponsors, the value that it all brings, and how we actually put together different partnership packages as well. So that is a work in progress at the moment, and we will be going out with those very, very shortly, of which you will be first on my list, Andy.
We could probably talk for another 6 hours, but to end it, Sarah, just a message really of fans of both Dragons and obviously the Feathers as well. Big year ahead, big season ahead.
We've got a massive 3 years ahead, I've got to say. So we are working back from 2030 at the moment to ensure that we get the best possible position, ultimately medal contenders. That is our ambition, right? We always reach for the stars. And working backwards from that, we want to bring everybody on the journey with us. We are so thankful for everyone that has stood beside us and for the emails and the letters of support, the calls of support, and just please, I guess, a big thank you to our athletes and to our communities across Wales as well for seeing our North Star coming on board with our next chapter of Wales Netball and the Dragons. And again, thank you to the Super League and to England Netball for being with us, standing beside us throughout this period of change as well.
Thanks, Sarah. As always, great insight into everything that's going on there. And thanks for your time.
Oh, appreciate it, Andy. As always, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and thanks for giving us the opportunity.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports, and we're on the podcasts rail.